Although our technologies have changed over time, our goal to understand the sun remains the same. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to Sun Earth Day 2011, Ancient Mysteries, Future Discoveries. Now, this new theme opens the door to a variety of topics ranging from ancient solar sites and discoveries to current and future discoveries. Many of these new discoveries involve NASA missions that, when combined, tell an even greater story of our dynamic solar environment. Energy. It can be solar energy or electrical energy, magnetic energy, or the energy of movement. Different kinds of energy can switch from one form into the other, and today we're talking to Roy Tolbert, who studies how that happens in the magnetic fields that surround Earth. Now, Tolbert is a physicist at the University of New Hampshire who says that the energy in Earth's atmosphere can cause auroras and magnetic storms. Now, he's involved with a magnetospheric multi-scale mission, which will launch in 2014 to learn more about this phenomenon.
My part is to direct the suite of instruments that measures electromagnetic fields, which is a key element in understanding the science of MMS, which is the way in which magnetic fields are basically annihilated and release their energy to particles or matter in the form of either flows, mass flows, or heat. Most people would be very interested in forms of energy. They are in terms of alternative energies and ways in which our society continues to use energy and store energy. One of the ways that it can do that, actually, even in things like generators and appliances, is it regularly creates magnetic energy with a thing called a generator or a dynamo, like you have in a power plant, and it regularly dissipates it in things like all their appliances or resistors or toasters. In this particular case, MMS is studying how that same process works in plasmas, like our infusion machines, and also in most of the universe around us, from black holes to our nearby sun.
Tolbert is the lead on an instrument to measure the electric and magnetic fields around the Earth.
Yes, we measure electric fields in plasmas and magnetic fields in plasmas with a set of very precise instruments that are specialized because plasmas are very, very tenuous. They're not very much material at all, which means that when you put such instruments in there, you more naturally or you inevitably disturb the environment that you're trying to measure. Mm-hmm. So our major effort is trying to develop probes that disturb the plasma as little as possible to make a high-fidelity measurement.
I'd like to thank Roy Tolbert for talking to us today, and I look forward to future interviews with people involved with the MMS mission. I hope you enjoyed the Sun Earth Day Mission Highlights podcast. If you have something to say, just join us in Facebook or send an email to sunearthday@gmail.com. If selected, we'll share it in one of our upcoming podcasts. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about our past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. While there, don't forget to register in order to receive Sun Earth Day updates. You can also learn more about NASA by simply visiting www.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.